Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are you? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday. Isaac, what's up, man?
I am Isaac Bruce. Doc Holliday's in the house. Man, I'm doing well, Doc. Just got into bed, man. I don't know if you can tell, but man, I just kind of woke up and I'm doing my thing now. I think Kevin Durant last week called it thugging it out by James Harden. That little touch, little hammy he had. Trust me, I know about hamstrings, but all is well, man. I'm ready to get started, get this thing going, man.
Yeah, man. Wake your ass up, man, before I get one of them beautiful little princesses of yours, man, to come down there and wake Papa up.
Oh, they can do that. Trust me, they can do that.
I already know. Hey, speaking of waking up, man, the expectations have awakened for our Los Angeles Rams this season, man. Hey, a lot of people expecting them, you know, to not only get to the Super Bowl, but to win the Super Bowl, man. And we know, you know, it's good to go into a season with those kind of expectations because, you know, when you're a fan of a team that they have some good players and they got some, you know, got some capabilities. But at the same time, yeah, a little pressure come with that, man. So, you know, I think right now, looking at the odds and looking at some of the other things, the only two teams who have better odds of winning the Super Bowl next season are the Kansas City Chiefs and the defending Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who actually played in the Super Bowl last season. So, Isaac, going into a year with that kind of pressure, man, you've been in that situation before. Now, the year y'all won the Super Bowl, y'all weren't really expected to win it, but y'all damn sure was expected to win it the next year and the year after that. Just talk about how it is, man, being put on that pedestal and everybody coming at that ass, man, because pressure does, and it can get to you a lot.
It can get to you. They say pressure bust pipes, but it also creates diamonds, Doc. So, you know, expectations are good, but here's the thing. It's about what are the expectations of the Los Angeles Rams right now? Because, you know, I sometimes understand, you know, when people don't want to make a big fuss about stuff, but I also have a disdain for false humility, you know what I'm saying, where you ask the question and you say, well, maybe we do this and maybe we do that. Nah, I like the same person that's inside the locker room, that's standing at the podium, that's on the football field. Have your expectation and your standards very high and expect to supersede them. So, you know, when you talk about the expectations of which teams can compete for the Super Bowl title and your team is right in the mix, I think that's good for an organization, man. It's good to talk about championships. It's good to talk about winning the NFC West, having that type of conversation, those signs and those carrots, so to speak, in front of you, man. So it gives guys expectations of when things may go bad during the season, you don't take your eyes off the prize. So when it's going good during the season, you just remind yourself what the true goal is. So having those conversations, having those expectations inside our locker room, that should be good for the Los Angeles Rams. And it should start with Coach Sean McVay.
I think what's also good is that they've been in this situation before, man. You remember when we made the Super Bowl in 2018, high expectations going into the next season. We ended up going 9-7 and didn't even make the damn playoffs. So I think that experience is good for this team because we really, you know, we don't have the same core, but we got the same core. You know, we still got AD. We've added a couple of pieces since then. We've had a Matthew Stafford, but the head coach is the same. So I think they know now how they handle that next season after going to the Super Bowl, how they prepare themselves physically and mentally. I think that's going to help them a lot this season now that a lot of people are expecting them to do some great things.
You know what? As a team and also as individual and as individual play, the expectations are there as well. We already know the guys like Aaron Donald, guys like Jalen Ramsey, they have very high expectations. But now when you remove Matthew Stafford from an atmosphere, from a community of, let's be real, Doc, of losing in Detroit and bring him over to guys with that mentality, with Coach McVay, man, it's a breath of fresh air, not only for him, but an opportunity for this guy to know that he'll be playing meaningful football deep into December, deep into January. So he starts to prepare for that, Doc. So he's going to make sure that his expectations are high and try to meet those expectations, not only of others, but himself as well.
Now, Matthew Stafford, man, he has separate expectations, you know, aside from the team, but they are tied together. You know, because if the Rams, if we make the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl or whatever, man, and Matthew Stafford, well, hell, the only way we're going to do that if he plays exceedingly well anyway, because we need him to play exceedingly well. But, you know, as the good thing about Matthew was that Stafford is that he is a vet. So he understands how this thing goes. But I think he also understands that he coming to a team like the Los Angeles Rams, everything we had in place and the person he's replacing, I think he knows that the expectations of the Los Angeles Rams have a lot to do with high expectations of him and his performance. So I think he's going to take his game up even more. And when I say not physically, because he has all the physical attributes, but I'm talking about mentally, man, the way he mentally prepares for this season, because I think this is utterly important for him. Now, I hadn't talked to him, but knowing football players and knowing athletes and knowing winners and killers and warriors, I think he's going to take this, as he mentally prepares for this season, a lot more serious than he has any other year. Because you said he's just been getting his ass kicked in Detroit, man. Now he's coming to a squad where he can do some ass kicking. So a lot of times when you do that, hey, it brings a little bit more dog about him.
Oh, indeed. I mean, so when you bring in Matthew, man, when Matthew gets to the Los Angeles Rams and the success that they've had prior to him being there, he just wants to add to that. I mean, he's a great player. He has he has well over 45,000 career yards in passing. So, I mean, that's huge, Doc. I mean, we're talking about a guy who's going to get some Hall of Fame votes just based off what he's done in Detroit. Now, to me, the combination of being with the Los Angeles Rams, being with Coach Sean McVay, having the defense that we have, the guys that we've brought in to plug and play, the young guys, rookies, the Andrew Whitworths, who's also looking for a championship. These guys are hungry. And I think Matthew has a hunger to be mentioned when you start talking about great receivers of his great quarterbacks of his era. He wants to be mentioned in that. And I think playoff success and Super Bowl success is what will get him to that next level and have him mentioned among those guys.
And speaking of getting us to that next level, man, are you comfortable with where we are right now? If we don't add anybody else, man. You know, I guess it seems like everybody else is comfortable where we are right now because, you know, we're one of the prohibitive favorites to go to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. So everybody else saying they don't, you know, we good and, you know, they're comfortable with who we have right now and what we got. And we really don't need to add anybody else. But just looking at our roster, man, I'm comfortable with where we are. But if we added another piece, I would love to see us add another piece.
I think just about everyone is comfortable. I mean, it's June right now. It is June 23rd. So we're at a point right now where I think if guys start to come open, I think all of the cap casualties have been released from other teams. So if things start to come open, maybe we can, man. There's one more round of players that may come available, and that's going to be after cut. So you go into training camp right now with what you have, seeing what you have, and try to mesh those things together. And if it's not what you want, you know, I guess less need and those guys will have to start searching again to try to plug and play. It may be some offensive lineman that you need, another backup on the defensive line, or another safety that we can always use extra safety help. We lost one of the better safeties in the league last year via free agency. So just bringing back in a guy, a young safety that may fortify that defensive backfield, man, it'll be good for us.
And also what's good for us, man, I just pulled this up, man, as I'm sitting here scrolling on the computer, man. You was on the Jim Rome show, bro? What you saying on Jim Rome, man? That big mouth, that dude, hold on, dude don't talk. His mouth not as big as he used to. Maybe I just don't listen to him. But dude used to be talking. I still remember when Jim Everett was finna kick his ass, man. I do remember that. He said, man, you call me Chris Everett one more time, I'm gonna choke you. But anyway, bro, I see you was on the Jim Rome show, man. I guess you were talking about Matthew Stafford, man. How was that experience?
Cool, man. You know what? I was around Jim Everett about 2 weeks ago out in Los Angeles for the practice. that they had at SoFi Stadium. And, you know, all I could think about was that incident with him and Jim Rome. I mean, that's etched in my mind. And when I was talking to Jim, you know, all I can think about was that incident between him and Jim Everett. So it's funny how that happened. It's etched in my mind. So I didn't bring it up to either person. You know, I just let it play. But just talking to Jim, I've talked to him on many occasions, man. He's a very interesting dude, man. Has a lot of different opinions. And he's cool to talk to.
Yeah, man. I know I would. Hey, you know me. Hey, that's probably, I ain't never met the dude, but if I ever seen, that's the first thing I'm going to say, man, Jim Everett should have kicked Joe ass, man. Man, that was 25 years ago. I don't care. But anyway, man, I mean, I'm excited for the Rams, man. I'm excited about where we are right now. Just really looking forward to training camp starting, get this thing going, man, get this season started. But also, you know, I mentioned it 1,000 times till it's over. I'm also looking forward to August, that first weekend in August, man, Hall of Fame. It's quickly approaching because we are almost in July, and I keep telling my wife, hey, she lost a lot of weight too, dog. She looking good. Hey, she always looking good, but she doing a thing, man. But anyway, we almost in. Yeah, yes. Hey, man, don't be blowing no kisses at my wife, bro. I done told you. Look, I done told you. I love you, brother. I done told you. But anyway, man, we almost July 1st, man, which means to me, you know, we're 4 or 5 weeks away, man, from that big weekend, man. You got, you know, you're going. You're taking, you know, family and friends are coming, but other people have opportunity to come down there and celebrate with you as well, right? Don't you got something going on, man, giving people a chance?
Indeed, we do, man. It's called the Isaac Bruce Hall of Fame Sweepstakes. And, Doc, we are believing for 1 million participants in this sweepstakes, man. So it's only $10 to enter, and it's kind of like the lotto. If you don't play, you don't win. But the grand prize winner will win 2 round trip airfare tickets to Cleveland, Ohio, to Canton, Ohio, a 3-night hotel stay at my friends and family's hotel, and my former teammates and coaches, they'll all be staying at the same hotel. You also get 2 tickets to a sold out pre-enshrinement tailgate. And Doc, this is not only for our Los Angeles Rams fans, but for fans in general. If you are a fan of football, you've got to make it to Canton one of these days, man, and just see, you know, the history of football, the reasons and the whys. And you can see all of that at Canton and at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But you also win 2 tickets to the 2020 class enshrinement, man. So where I'll be giving my speech. And not only that, you know, most players after their speech, you have a party after. You're also invited to that party. So $10 gives you 4 opportunities to win this grand prize. And like I said, we're believing for 1 million participants in this, and parts of the these proceeds goes to the Isaac Bruce Foundation, our Flight 300 program, which provides transportation to College Brown students in need. And there are additional prizes like a private Zoom call, signed Hall of Fame helmet, and a signed football, and much, much more, man. $10 gets you in, and you can find all the information at letsengage.com/Isaac. That's letsengage.com/Isaac. And remember, part of the proceeds go to the Isaac Bruce Foundation, our Flight 300 program, where we haven't turned away not one applicant since 2006, man.
Hold on, man. I'm listening to you enumerate all these things that people forget for $10. Hold on, man. I mean, let me make sure I heard it right, because, hold on, you get 2 plane tickets to Canada.
Airline tickets.
Round trip. 3-day hotel stay in the same in your friends and family hotel, which means you have an opportunity to not only see you, but see the Bruce family to help you get to this point, and some of your teammates who are Hall of Famers and bought. You got that opportunity as well. 2 tickets to the pre-enshrinement tailgate. You said that, Isaac? Okay. Then 2 tickets.
The pre-enshrinement tailgate.
Yeah. Okay, then 2 tickets to the Hall of Fame, right?
Correct.
Induction ceremony. Yours on Saturday.
Correct.
Okay. Hold on. Then you said something about the party?
My private party afterwards. You get invited to that as well.
Hold on, man. Then it was a private Zoom call and all these opportunities for $10.
Private Zoom call, Hall of Fame signed helmet, and a signed football, and much, much more, Doc.
For just 10 buckets?
For $10. $10 gets you in.
I'm like Mighty Mar. Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo. I wish I would have known this before I paid for mine. I would have just took my chance. Like, most high, I'm going to pay for this. I'm going to getting this $10 sweepstakes. But for real, man, that is an amazing opportunity. And even, you know, just having it, but just supporting your Isaac Bruce Foundation, man, Flight 300. And real quickly, man, explain to people what that is, because they just hear Isaac Bruce Foundation and Flight 300. Explain to them what, explain to the people what does the Flight 300 program, what it does.
Well, once again, Doc, I mean, it's a great opportunity. I think it's one of the first of its kind, just having this opportunity available to all football fans, all listeners, and all, you know, fans of sports. But our Flight 300 program, man, is something that I created. And what we do is we provide transportation for college-bound students in need. No applicant has ever been turned away, like I mentioned. It provides a one-way airfare, covers the cost of check-in bags, provides an Uber from home to the airport and from the airport to the campus, as well as provides a gift card to purchase items and that can, you know, travel in their bags, like beddings, towels, personal hygiene items, stuff like that. And man, it's just a program that we set up, man. It expanded, you know, since 2006, man. So it's a great opportunity to not only help those who are in need, but I was this person many years ago, 31 years ago to be exact. I needed help getting an airline ticket to California when I was when I just finished high school, man. So, and by the grace of God, that $300 came to me and I was able to purchase a ticket and become a student athlete. So this is a program that was birthed through me, and it's been going well. And parts of the proceeds from this Hall of Fame sweepstakes, man, it's going right there to this right there. So you'll be doing a great, great service to a lot of people.
All praises to the Most High, man. Absolutely amazing, amazing program. Amazing thing that you're doing right there, man. Just an amazing opportunity, man, to get all of that for $10, man. But even if you know, $10. Still pouring into somebody else that needs it, man, that's the biggest win right there, because you know, the Most High says you pour it into somebody that's less fortunate than you, he'll pour out blessings on you, man. So that's great. Hey, before we get out of here though, for real, I meant to ask you this last week. You was in California, bro. Mm-hmm. That land in Manhattan Beach, man, that, you know, the Bruce family, you know, you trying to Bogart and get in there. You know what I'm saying? But I guess you ain't Bogart if that's your family. I mean, did you get a chance to see it? Did you, you know, how'd that go, man? Or just being there?
Hey, you don't have to Bogart an inheritance. You know what I mean? You just have to be. But here's my thing. The land is there. It is good. We bought some of the pomegranates back to prove it. And they're special, but the land is right on the beach, Doc. It's special. I passed but right by it. It's a beachfront, and it's definitely there. So hello to all my cousins in California, my people in California, and all the Bruces, you know, that's been hidden in America. We're here, and we're here to take the land, man. It definitely is there, and it's good, Doc.
All praise to the Most High, man. Anything else you want to add, sir, before we get out of here, bro?
Oh, that's it, man. Hey, man, if you haven't already, let's go to letsengage.com/Isaac. Sign up for my Hall of Fame sweepstakes. It's one of the best sweepstakes that's going right now. And this is one of those programs and one of those enshrinements that you won't want to miss. It's twice as fun in 21. Great names on the docket. Troy Polamalu, Bill Cowher. And the next night, you got guys like Peyton Manning and Charles Wilson. So it's going to be a great, great weekend to be in Canton, Ohio.
Letsengage.com/Isaac. Let's go get it. And that's going to do it for this edition of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. Until next week, we out.